brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, having laws on the books, when Obama signs this, but Obama says he may not. He says he has the executive power to do it without Congress. So it's even more treasonous if that's possible. Like a cherry on top with the National Defense Authorization Act 2012. When they say, we'll arrest you secretly, you'll never be seen again, we can kill you, that takes it to another level where war is declared, illegal war. That's against the laws of war in all of modern history. When criminal foreign banks take over, who are on record laundering money, on record dealing the drugs, at that point, it's publicly illegitimate. There's no doubt about it. Now, finishing up with police officer in Washington State, Mark, were you able to get through to your friend? Were you able to wake him up, this Marine Corps officer who you went to college with, about the fact that following illegal, unconstitutional orders, I mean, what about his oath? What about keeping his oath? And then you had a point you were trying to finish making, Mark.
No, I mean, my friend's highly educated, and he's a think, but, you know, orders are orders. That's basically where we left it at. I explained to him my situation, and you know, and I think what I wanted to say is the American people need to understand that, and I hope they believe that, that most police officers are decent. We're doing our job. And listen, the feds know they need our help because, listen, they come into my community and they want, you know, Joe Q citizen arrested because, you know, he spoke out at a rally or something. Well, he's on his own. He's going to go have to get help somewhere else because he's not going to get it from me.
And well, that's why they're putting CIA and the threat fusion centers. They're you know, federally deputizing as a sub deputy. That's why they're trying to federalize right now. How is that process going in the Washington state right now?
See, in my area, we have a good relationship with the feds. I mean, the guys on the ground, they're just like us. They use common sense. I don't see the federalization. I see kind of the unification of counties. You know, smaller departments are getting absorbed and going to the sheriff's office. You know, they're bringing the dispatch centers. You know, maybe they'll just have one dispatch center for the whole county. That you're seeing stuff like that, and they're. But
yeah, they're unifying the codes, which sounds reasonable to go under Homeland Security codes, but you want your own local codes. You don't want to be – we have jurisdictions for a reason.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, at least in my area right now, and plus Washington State, I mean, if you want a state to live in where they go, you know, honor the rights and probably give a lot more – leeway to criminals and just the regular citizen, this is the place to live. I mean, this is one of the most toughest areas to be a police officer in because we have so many more rules than other states. I mean, for instance, if we have a traffic stop and the passenger's got a seatbelt on, we can't even talk to that person. I mean, they can get out of the car and walk away and there's nothing we can do. You know, in California, they can arrest somebody for being...
And listen, I know that's a hassle, but it's just like the you know, Clements deal where the baseball player on the steroids got off because the feds showed hearsay to the jury, and the judge let him go because it's better that 10 guilty people go free than one innocent person go to jail. And justice and liberty is a messy thing, but it's a lot better than North Korea, Mark. And do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I agree with you. But listen, we're dealing with the same people all the time. So if they get away with something, we're going to get them again. And I think that's what the American people need to understand. We're dealing with the bottom 10% of society. 90% of Americans, awesome people, love talking to them, don't have an issue with them. We're dealing with the same people over and over again. And really the biggest problem in the criminal justice system is not the police. It's the court system. It's a joke.
I agree. They release the violent offenders and put the nonviolence in there. And it's all by plan. They want the criminals out there harassing everybody as a pretext for more control. Great points, Mark. Appreciate your service. A true peace officer. Good to hear from you. All right. We got Marines, Army soldiers, you name it, coming up in the news.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Incredible developments taking place in our world. It is 12:08 Central Standard Time, blasting out here on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, and of course the internet at Infowars.com. Did I mention XM Radio as well, channel 166? Okay, let me just mention some of the news, then I'm going to take 4 or 5 more calls from police and military that are calling in, giving us their take on the unbelievable National Defense Authorization Act. And I wrote some notes about this act last night whenever I was going on Coast to Coast AM with Rob Simone, their fill-in host there. This is the end of Posse Comitatus, the 1878 law barring the military from engaging in domestic operations. Remember all the years we told you they were getting rid of this behind the scenes? Oh, conspiracy theory. Now it's here. It allows the secret arrest, indefinite detention, no charges, torture, and killing of American citizens. The White House put memos out last Monday saying, we can even kill people. Okay, so that's beyond North Korea. I mean, this is just pure evil. And the game plan is, you notice this is all happening as the world economy has imploded. And the police are being told, prepare for total collapse, which was engineered by the banksters, the very ones calling for a new world order. The same thing's being done in Europe right now. But it doesn't just declare us the enemy and allow the military to operate here. It's worldwide. It's a declaration of war against laws, against due process, against countries worldwide. It's the U.S. military, which is not the U.S. military. It is the occupied, captured forces of the banksters, literally. Of course, the American military doesn't fight its own citizens. Of course, they don't train to take guns. Of course, they don't kill citizens. Of course, they don't do these things. It's not our military. The German military was not the German military under Hitler. But the Germans still went along with it because it looked like their military. Their military followed the orders. We're going to go to Adam. We're going to go to military man Mark Ezekiel here in just a moment. We've got the TSA. I told you years ago would have checkpoints on the highways because I watched their meetings on C-SPAN. Now they're doing it. And man, I've seen these newscasts where in Tennessee and California and other areas, you pull up at just a random checkpoint on a major highway, and boy, those state police have got their Marine Corps, you know, drill sergeant hats on. They've got their hands and fists shaking. They're looking at the little kids and the moms. They're pulling, get out of there. I'm searching you. I mean, they are really getting ready for war against us. And I hope the police and military realize if 1% fights back against this, if you actually start arresting people who are on political pickup lists, the word will get out even if you shut the web off. And when people pull up to these things, it's not cowardice that's held the American people back. It's incredible restraint. But once the guns are pulled out of their holsters, I mean, do you have any idea what's going to happen to you if you try to run checkpoints and arrest people and stuff as you're trained for? And look, the bankers are going to give you the order. You're like, well, it's crazy. It'll be an absolute civil war. That's the plan. Order out of chaos. They don't care how many citizens get killed. They don't care how many police and military get killed. They like it. They are publicly under NLE 09, Cooperative Nugget. Type these names in. You'll see the video, the drills, the FEMA press releases. Have 15 countries ready to invade the U.S. You're like, that'll never happen here. Really? Really? Cross-human animal clones had never happened. Foster children having chemicals, biologicals tested on them, radiologicals, never happened. Government-run health care, never happened. Obama as the head of the UN, never going to happen. All these wars and lies and cameras on street corners and microphones hidden in trees, never going to happen. All happened. All happened. Police taking blood at checkpoints, not going to happen. Happened. Nazi Germany, wasn't going to happen. Happened. Soviet Russia, wasn't going to happen. Happened. All, folks, tyranny is the norm. And again, it's going to happen because the globalists are public about all this. It's all public. That's how I know what's coming next. That's how I made all these films. It's how I've been accurate, because I'm just a regular guy from Texas who happened to run across all this decades ago and got upset about it. It's a normal response to learn about this and to take action. And I'm not going to sit here and say it's the federal government, it's too big. We can't beat this. It's illegitimate. They're on record laundering $500 billion a year in drug money. The government's on record shipping the drugs in. Every major federal agency is run by criminals. The good news is there's still a lot of good people in the stratus, so that's why you keep seeing these people get busted. How many deputy heads of Homeland Security have been caught with children, pedophiles, or caught in the new bestiality scandal with kids and stuff involved? The CDC, who do you think they can get at the top who will do stuff like this? Crazy sickos. Stalin and Hitler both opened up the prisons and hired all the aggravated felons. On record. What do you think the system's done? They have found the bad apples, and they're putting them at the head of every power structure. I'm going to say it again, and then I'm going to cover some more news and go to your calls. We learned earlier this year, Bloomberg and AP, that, and it was just reported like it was no big deal and didn't get any national attention, that Prudential and a whole bunch of other big mega insurance companies in 1999 met with the Pentagon and the Veterans Affairs Office and made a deal to allow them to take the death benefits of World War II vets right through to current vets at the time and on, where they send you paperwork that tricks you, the government approved this, to say, sign here and get your money, but then it's got some legalese that you can't understand, and then they take your money. I mean, these are criminal isn't the word. It's just a word. It's unlimited evil. And when humans start bowing down to authority, just because it's in a suit, and just because it's on TV, and just because it reads well off a teleprompter, that's when you get disaster. And it's here. I haven't even gotten into Iran yet. I haven't even gotten into the economy yet. It is so fundamental when they say Posse Comitatus is gone, we're going to use the military against the American people and anybody else we want worldwide, and by the way, we'll secretly arrest you with no charge. You can disappear into a black hole. I mean, that is worse than I even thought they would do in the next step. They're going for everything because the globalists have set up a Ponzi scheme, 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion, of fake counterfeit money. They put their people in over every major government of the world while they were running their previous scams, and now they're taking the whole world down and announcing we'll have a world depression if you don't make the six mega banks and the Federal Reserve owners of the planet. We're going to shut everything off. They're holding us hostage. They got a gun to our head, an economic gun, and they're backed up by paramilitary police and military. The video games, the dramas, the brainwashing, it's all about fighting the American people. The training manuals, all of it. Boy Scouts training to take on veterans. You're like, well, they're 14-year-olds. Yeah, that was 3 years ago. They're now 17. The point is, it's right out of a movie. They got the government youth. They got the domestic security forces. They've got the checkpoints being set up. They've got the neighbors being trained to spy. And a lot of people are not cowards, folks. A lot of people are going to go to that point where they can't back off anymore. And then I'm trying to stop this from happening. Okay, folks, I've told you everything that's going to happen so far. Let me tell you something. This is what's going to happen. Lawlessness is going to happen. The police are going to be forced to march out, the military against the citizens. The citizens are going to start fighting back, and it's not going to be pretty. So the public doesn't join with the citizens. They're going to commit a bunch of atrocities. Black ops will. Foreign operatives and others. Horrible atrocities that will be pinned on true Americans. What they'll call the right-wing terrorist. And it's going to be police in their armored compounds, law and order breaking down. And they're just going to let America basically fall apart. That is seriously being considered. Or the elite is insane because it's not going to go the way they think it is. I can't tell you how many veterans of Vietnam, even Korea, that are still alive, some World War II, but mainly Korea, Vietnam, and then current veterans and people who, if you cut their pension fund that they're guaranteed to get, they're going to start shooting people. Okay? I mean, this will give a new meaning to the word going postal. There are a lot of people that don't care about dying, ladies and gentlemen. There are a lot of people who don't want to go out and kill people either. But if they are forced to, it's not going to be pretty. Look, when the good guys start killing people, it's never pretty. Do you understand that? The good guys will stomp you bad guys absolutely into the dirt. And I hope you bad guys understand that. I think you do deep down. That's why you're so scared of the good guys. And you're sticking your hand down a badger hole. Now we're going to go to break, and I promise I'm going to come back to Adam, a police officer in Michigan who's been holding. And then we're going to get to folks who've been holding the longest, military man, and Mark and Ezekiel and Corey and others. But we're at the crossroads right now. And you notice what comes along with economic collapse. The Iranians threatening to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. That's 40% of the world's oil. It'll go to $200 a barrel. All these new wars, Syria may attack Israel as a way to get the public off their back, which is absolutely what governments do. All these White House memos about how great a terror attack would be, that's how dumb they think we are. They write public memos. They're shutting down our power plants all over the country. That's in the news. I mean, it is just, we have let criminals take over. It's called tyranny. It isn't pretty. And we need to back off. Like the Cuban Missile Crisis or any other event, all of you that work for this system, you need to back off now. And the public does not need to be looking for trouble either.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Remember, my friends, this isn't a joke, it isn't a game, it isn't a drill. They're talking about the implosion of the euro into a new global government. War with Iran. Checkpoints all over the country. This is a planned takeover. And the globalists want power and control. They don't care about wrecking societies. In fact, they rationalize it as a post-industrial world. That's what they call for. All right, let's go to Adam in Michigan and others. Then I'm going to get to the news, and believe me, it's powerful. Adam, who's a police officer in Michigan, what do you say about what we've been covering here today?
Alex, you're fabulous. I've been a police officer here in Michigan for 12 years. 90% of that time was spent on Michigan's largest department. I'm in another large department now. I've been here for a year. By all means, I plan on upholding the Constitution, defending it. It's just amazing. I've been listening to your show for a long time, about 8 years now, maybe longer. First-time caller. You know, a lot of the public sees us as, sees public safety people, police, fire, military, as heroes. And I know you hate to hear it, but a lot of us think you're a hero as well, and your crew. So thanks for what you guys do.
Well, thank you. And that's what's sad about it. There are a lot of heroes who are in public safety. It's just the people running it at the top are definitely bad. And so that's why it all comes down to the moral and spiritual decision of who you're going to serve.
Absolutely. I'm constantly talking to police officers about all of this information that you've given me. Thank you again. Always talking to them about, you know, the bottom line is uphold the Constitution, defend the Constitution. No matter what happens, no matter what they tell us, we took the oath. I took it dead serious. Defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. Period. End of story. That's what I tell them.
Let me ask you a question. You're on the second largest or one of the other big forces there. Obviously, you're on the Detroit before that. Let me ask you this question. It's now coming out the government did ship the guns into Mexico, that the feds are shipping in drugs. It's back in the news today. Are any of the police talking about that? Are any of the police seeing the TSA groping grandmothers? Because, look, I've covered what was going to happen. Others have said what's going to happen. Now it's happening. I mean, is the Patriot movement that's been so demonized, is it getting any more credibility with police? Or what's the mindset right now?
I don't hear a lot of guys talking about it unless I bring it up, and then we get into a big discussion about it. So I really don't hear a lot about it. But on a positive note, we did go through some training recently here, talking about the open carry of the firearm, and I couldn't believe that they were actually telling us. As long as it's visible, we have no right to talk to them. We have no probable cause to stop and talk to them about anything. As long as they're carrying the gun outside and we can see it. That's their right.
Adam, you have just energized the key to everything here. People 5 years ago thought it was insane when folks did open carry, but a right that's not exercised is lost. Police all over the country flipped out. Then they and the public and media flipped out. Hardball and all those people, Slimeball, wanted to act like guns were illegal even in your house, where 12 years ago or 13 years ago I had the carpet cleaner call the cops on me because I had a gun case with shotguns in it, and he watched dramas based in New York where guns are illegal, or he tried to call the cops. They stopped him and explained, no, it's legal. Here we are 13 years later where all over the country people are open carrying and demonstrating it publicly. I mean, it's like a civil rights issue. It's like black people riding at the front of the bus or going into lunch counters. It's like, no, this is our right. We're going to do it. It is taking back our basic freedom and then forcing the political people who want to act like guns are evil to be honest with the police and say, no, it's their right. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I agree. I actually saw a guy here in the city where I work open carrying, and I couldn't resist. I said, excuse me, sir, can I talk to you? And he thought he was going to be in trouble. I said, no. I said, I want to thank you for carrying that weapon. I appreciate it. I know that if I needed help, you'd be here to help me. And he was all excited. I was excited. I think it's great. It's fabulous.
What about this secret arrest of Americans? I understand you're saying you'll follow the Constitution, but is there any discussion about that? I mean, I wouldn't blame them if there isn't, because there's been almost no news coverage of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. If there's no news coverage, then they don't know. You know, I remember being just ignorant as a lot of Americans when 9/11 occurred. You know, I wouldn't let the kids check the mail because of the anthrax. And I mean, I was all in, you know, oh, we've got to get rid of the Constitution. And there was a young college student at Starbucks that was talking to me about who are you going to vote for, Kerry or Bush? And he was talking mumbo jumbo. The only thing I remember during that entire conversation was Infowars.com. That's the only thing I remember. So I'm constantly trying to talk to you guys about listening to alternative media, especially you, number one, top of the list. Stop watching the stupid boob tube. All that information is crap. So.
It is. God bless you. Wow. Isn't it heartening to hear all these great police officers? Folks, we're going to be tested in this time. The Republic is bleeding to death on the ground right now. But it can always rise again. We breathe light into it. It's Republic Reborn 1776 worldwide. All right. I'm going to rampage through the next 5-6 calls, and I promise, news blitz straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available. The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all natural cotton. It's ultra soft, ultra warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, "Appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to libertyblanket.com. That's libertyblanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Okay, I'm going to go to Military Man, Mark Military, Ezekiel, and Corey here in just a moment. And then for the balance of the broadcast, I'm going to cover news, and we have a guest popping in, constitutional law expert, legal advisor to the Ron Paul campaign, Bruce Fein, on the NDAA. I know I've been talking about this a lot the last few weeks. First, we had to overcome the PSYOP that it didn't affect citizens. But when they were nailed down on it, they said no. Senator McCain, Senator Williams, all of them, Graham, they had to admit that, yes, indeed, this is for U.S. citizens and domestically, and is the indeposit comitatus, and citizens can just be grabbed and disappear into a dungeon. Wow, that is so incredibly creepy. And it's, I keep saying, what's Congress going to do next? Now, we've done an hour and a half of broadcast here, and I haven't plugged any of the sponsors or the way we fund ourselves here. But I am offering, until Christmas, all 18 of my films on DVD. That's Endgame, 9/11 Chronicles, Order of Death, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Police State, Rise of FEMA, which breaks down what's happening right now. So important. It's available right now at Infowars.com. It is your purchase of the books, the videos, the support of the sponsors that funds this operation. We also have the Ron Paul 2012 t-shirts. We have the bumper stickers at cost. So you can get those out to people and spread the word of liberty. I can't tell you how many people like that last police officer called in were woken up by somebody at a coffee shop. Tell them about Infowars.com. Go one further. Tell them about Infowars.com. Get a copy of Obama Deception, Endgame, Fall of the Republic. Make copies of it. I want you to. I don't authorize you to. I beg you to. Air it on Access Television. You don't have to go get your own Access show. You should. Maybe your town doesn't have it. Drive 20 miles once a week. Go find who the Patriot person is on the local station. Give them the DVD. Ask them to play it. I mean, just take action. You'll never have any effect if you don't take action. The power of getting these DVDs. You can do all your Christmas shopping basically at once. You can get 18 films, 18 DVDs, give them to friends and family. They have nice, you know, color cover packaging so that it looks professional. It is professional. So people will tend to think they're getting a good gift and say, check this out. Tell me what you think of it. Here's your Christmas present. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Now, they're scheduled to arrive tomorrow. They're not on the shopping cart yet, but you wanted them, you got them. Infowars.com flags. And all the orders that get here by the 19th, that gives you basically 9 days, all the orders that get here by the 19th, or I guess more than 9 days, I'm not talking about suddenly can't do math, 14 days, all the orders that get here by the 19th will get to you here in the U.S. before Christmas. After that, we can't guarantee it. But again, we're going to have the InfoWars flags in soon. We've got the Don't Tread on Me flags and a lot more. People kept requesting InfoWars flags. We had to manufacture them. Got a whole bushel of them coming in. And we'll also have some signed ones available for folks to keep requesting that. Infowars.com. Okay. Man, just incredible news. I've got one here out of the Baltimore Sun. Rash of twilight-induced seizures prompts warning. You see, the flicker rate on TV puts the average person into a place between being awake and asleep. It's a twilight, pun intended, sleepwalking, brain algorithm wavelength. That's why the public seems like they're in a trance. They literally are. In fact, well, I'm going to get to it later. I mean, that's the kind of news I got. It's all coming up. Right now, let's hurry through the calls. I appreciate everybody holding. And I was just about to go to the police officer, and then I see it says they're already on air. What's their name, John? Okay, but we had the cop I was about to go to. He dropped off right as I was going to him. I apologize for taking so long and pontificating. Yeah, because I see I got this new computerized fancy phone system, and it's got how long they've been on and who they are. You know, their name, where they're calling from, and if they volunteer what they want to talk about. And then I'm just used to the name and the state, not how long they've been on hold or whatever. Let's go to Military Man in Florida. If that police officer can get back in, we'll go right to you, 800-259-9231. Just because I really enjoy talking to the police especially. It's been very informative today. Let's go to Military Man in Florida. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm a former... active duty, currently serving reservist here. And I just want to speak to my fellow brothers in arms here that piggyback off of what Mark said a second ago, that we took an oath to defend. And that means, if need be, giving up your life for the ideals of the Constitution. And the second part of that is that we swear that help me God. And that means that one day, if you violate that, you're going to have to answer before our Creator. That you're not just breaking, you know, our ideals, our laws, our rules. These were presented by God because He is our Creator.
Well, oaths are a big thing, and I mean, when you swear an oath, it's big medicine, you know, as the witch doctors would say. But I mean, if you just look at history, look at the crooks in Washington. They have a 9% approval rating in Congress. Why would any police officer or military person do things that they know is unconstitutional for a bunch of crooks? a bunch of scum. Do you see what I'm saying, military man?
Absolutely. Yes, sir, I do. Absolutely. And it's time for us to choose a side. You can't be sitting on the sidelines. You know, the Bible says you cannot be lukewarm. You can only choose a side. And the Bible also says, if he is for us, who can be against us? So I think we have a strong chance of overthrowing these people and taking care of business for what we need to.
And it's not like we're just being taken over by some boss hog type folks. These are hardcore eugenicists who've said that they want to forcibly reduce world population. These are the nastiest psycho control freaks, sadist, that you could imagine. You can't just give in to them. They don't just want to dominate and run everything. These are horrible, horrible people. And it's only going to get worse from here on out. Great points. Anything else?
Yes. I just want to add that from my cold, dead fingers, that's when you'll have my guns.
Well, God bless you. They're also taking people's children. They're taking people's property without due process. I mean, it's a lot of stuff that's going on. And look, they're putting chemicals in the water that increase cancer, that addle the mind. I mean, I don't just get up here and say that most fluoride manufacturers, because it's the leftover toxic waste from three different industries, fertilizer, nuclear, and aluminum, they don't just dump sodium fluoride in your water that increases cancer and all the rest of it. They add radioactive isotopes that are mined out of the same phosphate mines. I mean, and I've been saying this for years. Now it's finally in the news. News goes with its Geiger counters to the city pipes and goes, wow, it's 20 times what it should be. And then the feds go, we don't know why that's there. And they have all these investigative reports going, gee golly, is it in the water aquifer? No, it's added to the water. Technically, because it's out of the same limestone aquifers they mine these phosphates, there's sometimes some radon, some uranium, some, but this is added. Again, people come to face to face with reality and they're like, that can't be true. Go look it up. The people running our society put radioactive isotopes in the water. These are sickos. Because if you were healthy and had your testosterone level or your estrogen level at the right level, if you're a woman, I mean, I've seen the numbers over 35% of women above the age of 30 now have thyroid disorders. Women's hair is falling out everywhere. It's because of the fluoride and other things they're putting in the water. Diabetes, cancer, all this stuff. There's a reason, even if you work out and eat healthy, almost if you're going to have problems, folks. See, a lot of cops and military think they're going to choose a side. Well, I'll go with the New World Order. I'll get some power and I'll be safe. You can't join it. See, that's the thing. That's the trick of the devil. Even if you don't believe in the devil, let's just say, you know, evil in the world, is that you think you choose it. It's all really a fraud. In fact, George Norrie told a story when I was on with him a month ago, and so I'm going to butcher it right here. A politician dies, and he goes up to heaven, and he goes up to the Golden Gate, and St. Michael or whoever it is there at the gate. I'm going to butcher the story. And the politician goes up, and he says, oh, great, I get to get into heaven. And he brings them on in, and St. Michael says, now, wait a minute. You're going to get to make a choice here. You're going to get to elect if you want to go to heaven or hell. First, I want you to take this elevator down to hell and come back and then tell me where you want to go. And really, this is a metaphor for life. And the politician who's gone to heaven says, well, let me look around here a little bit. And he sees people sitting around on the clouds playing harps and stuff. And he says, no, I want to stay here. And he goes, nope, I'm going to send you to check. And he goes, all right, I guess so. So he goes down the elevator, opens up. There's the devil in a tuxedo, beautiful women, drinking martinis, jazz band playing. Everything's great. And he says, wow, this is what hell's like? And he goes, oh, yeah, I don't believe everything you're told. Yeah. And he goes, well, I'm going to go back up and tell him my choice. He goes back up, sees people playing harps, sitting on clouds, you know, just sitting around talking. And he goes, I've made my decision. I'm glad you told me to go check. I want to go to hell. And so the politician goes back down, the elevator opens back up, devil grabs him, throws him in a big pot of lava to be tortured forever, and he says, but it was wonderful, it was great. You said that this is what hell was like. And the devil looks at him and says, that was before the election. He elected. You all elect. And again, even if you don't believe in God, what comes around goes around. When you have a society where nobody cares about anybody else and people will go along with anything and I'll shoot anybody if the government says, I'll confiscate guns if they say. I mean, you talk about that 15, 16 years ago. You get calls saying, you're nuts. That'll never happen. Now we're having to have discussions about, well, some military says they will and the government's getting ready for it. See what we've become? By successive approximation, by incremental moves, this is what we've become. And it's just going to get crazier from here on out. Because it's true that you start changing the country one person at a time. The public has degenerated. The family has degenerated. I mean, I was a carpet cleaner for one summer, folks. I've been in a bunch of houses. Let me tell you, it isn't pretty. I've seen a snapshot of what police see. And that's what they see the public as, because that's all they see is the bottom of the barrel. We are a country going into judgment. All right, let's go to Mark, who's military in Oklahoma. Mark, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. I liked your joke. I really appreciate that one. I'm in the Oklahoma Army National Guard in the 45th Infantry Brigade. And I'm about to tell you that I don't really think a lot of the military personnel are probably going to resist as much as everybody might say they will. We were deployed in Iraq in 2007, and you know, we did a lot of things that you can probably imagine isn't very moral, but we get home around night, you know, chatting and stuff, and most of them really seem to have no regrets of what was happening, and, you know, confiscating weapons or, you know, arresting people. Whatever we were doing, they didn't seem to mind it very much.
And yeah, in Iraq, they've even got body scanners now, and they biometrically scan people, shaking down families, grabbing kids, giving them to the CPS of Iraq. That's basically what you did, right?
We didn't have those kind of machines. We just did the old-fashioned checkpoints of what we used. And, yeah, we did a lot of things that I don't really want to discuss, you know, just things that immoral and had made my peace with God about it. But
did you just go into houses and just throw hand grenades into houses with families in them and stuff like that?
Well, bang grenades first, and then if that didn't do the trick, then we'd finish them off. But yeah. Unfortunately.
But, so that kind of did something. Did that get you closer to God, though, seeing dead kids?
Unfortunately, yeah. I wish it didn't have to come to that route. I wish it had been a much better thing that had happened in life.
What kind of switch did that throw in you forever? Because I think I heard a child in the background. Do you think about those kids every time you look at your children?
Absolutely, Alex. Absolutely, every day. And, you know, the worst part of it is you get back and the guys don't even seem to care. You go back to your unit and you're sitting around at night playing cards or whatever else we were doing, playing Nintendo, whatever. Didn't seem to matter. Most of them just blew it off like it was nothing, you know.
Well, Mark, you better thank God for that pain you've got. You know why you've got pain? That's because you've got a soul and a conscience, and you've got your guardian angel, my friend. That's what you're feeling. And those people that don't feel something, heaven help them. Please continue.
Well, and, you know, that's something I've had to live with for a while now, but you know, the other guys, you know, they don't seem to have a lot of compassion about that stuff. You know, there's some that did, but the officers just thought of it as routine, you know. You know, we had a lieutenant over there that just thought it was funny, you know. He did take pictures with his cell phone. That's what he would do. And I don't know what he would do with the pictures, who knows, but that's one thing he would do is take pictures with his cell phone with it, you know. He thought it was funny. It's sad, but I don't think when push comes to shove here that some of them are going to resist, no doubt, but majority, Alex, I really don't think it's going to happen, unfortunately.
Now, they're going to try to publicize how patriots are routed when the military takes them out, but you understand the rule of attrition. Can you, just as a military person, give me your view? If 1% of 150 million gun owners decide to go out and just walk into a coffee shop or somebody in their backyard, because it's not like the public's just going to sit there and line up like with the Redcoats. I mean, if 1,500,000 combatants decide to go out and bag one military person, what's going to happen?
Oh, we'd be gone. Yeah, second. Yeah, because not only are there more of everybody else than us, but you have to figure they know where we live, they know where we work.
Yeah, I mean, I hope the people that are going to follow these orders realize what they're releasing. I mean, they're releasing absolute hell. I mean, and again, the globalists think everybody's cowards like them. They think all these vets and people haven't attacked yet because they're cowards. It's the opposite. They don't understand. They just have no idea. And again, I want to avert this, but and I'm not saying you guys didn't face a lot in Iraq, but from talking to a lot of veterans, a bunch of disheveled, poor, malnutritioned Iraqis, it's not going to be like that here in the United States.
Well, even the gangs here are better organized than the little thugs over there, you know. I guess I shouldn't even call them thugs, really. They're defending their own property, I guess. But you know, if we were to face MS-13 or something like that here, I really don't think there'd be much of a chance, because we may have better arms, but, you know, we don't have that mentality to want to stick there and fight it out to the end. You know, we're not defending our homes here if we're hitting doors and stealing guns.
It's amazing. Absolutely. The Mexican military can't stand up against the drug gangs. Look, when people are ready to die, you can't stop them. And the thing is, the globalists are starting fights with people that don't have a choice. God bless you, my friend. More calls straight ahead.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Slowly use its power to build up your power. You'd dismantle its Bill of Rights and Constitution. You'd have the cover of Newsweek call for an end to the Constitution and claim it had caused all the problems. You'd put a steady group of criminals in government and let them get away with their crimes. In news today, Herman Cain has come out, he was saying to do it this morning, and endorsed Newt Gingrich. Wow. You know, I knew Herman Cain was a liar because we caught him in lies about Ron Paul. But he worked for the most high-powered positions in the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is the head of the snake. Oh, Herman Cain turns out it's a liar. It's not even the sex with these women. That's not good, but, you know, if he repented, he could be forgiven. The point is, it's the lying. He's a liar. People say, what do you mean he didn't admit to having sex with her? Oh, he just paid her rent for 13, almost 14 years? I mean, come on, folks. Stop being willful idiots. I'm going to go to your calls in the next segment. I need to hit some more into the news right now and continue on into the next. It's just incredible. The New York Daily News is reporting that Lenora Zimmerman, outraged as TSA denies it strip searched the 85-year-old Long Island grandmother. And they came out and denied it last week but didn't give details. Now they've said it's not a strip search, it's the procedure. That's like shooting someone in the head and saying, I'm not shooting you in the head, it's a procedure. Or I'm going to chop your head off. It's not a murder, it's surgery. Again, it's all these games. How many times did they say last year and this year, TSA will no longer grope children under 12, but it continues. It's just a lie, a lie. They train you to just accept their lies. And now another woman's come out, another elderly woman says she was exposed at Kennedy Airport. Lenora Zimmerman, 85, was angry and embarrassed after she claimed strip search at Kennedy Airport. I love how people last year were claiming they were going in their pants. And the TSA said, we are not doing that. And then all these hundreds of videos got released. I mean, they lie to you. Of course they take you in that room and strip search you. That's the next phase. And public gets mad and they say, we're not doing that. It's a military tactic to use against an enemy. They've had NORTHCOM a long time. The globalists list us as the enemy. And you know who the number one enemy is? Returning veterans. If they can't hire you to be a cop and get all macho with the public, you're listed as an enemy. Incredible. Now another woman in her 80s at the very same terminal says she was exposed one day before. And it goes through it. All these witnesses are coming out now. I mean, I've always thought, what am I going to do if they try to drag me behind closed doors? You know, TSA's killed a few people. Have you seen that? They said one woman choked herself on the handcuffs that were behind her back. Yeah, only Houdini could do that. Here's another one. Fear of second Obama term spurs record gun sales. Single-day firearms purchases hit all-time high. Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. Barack Obama, of course, is getting in a lot of trouble for going on a 17-day vacation as America falls apart. People are saying, why? Because he doesn't run anything. He reads off a teleprompter. He's done his job, gave you false hope. Here comes Newt Gingrich. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine Herman Cain endorsing Newt Gingrich? I mean, what a joke. A liar endorsing him as if that has value. And Newt Gingrich, a guy who is for socialist health care, carbon taxes, open borders, an end of the family, global government. And he's the front runner. By the way, they can't ignore now, Ron Paul is the second in place behind Mitt Romney, but it's just a minor footnote. Okay, in most of the polls, Ron Paul's number two, still can't win. Because they said so. Because they tell you what can happen. They tell you, when the TSA sticks their hands down your wife's pants or grabs her breast, it's not groping. And when we make an 85-year-old lady who can't get out of a wheelchair take her pants and panties off, or make somebody take a Depends diaper off and grab their genitals, it's not sexual assault. Because we, the government, said so. They play these games with people. I'll get into Iran and a lot more coming up. That's the big news. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.